AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Supreme Court is taking an unprecedented step amid sustained criticism over some justices accepting undisclosed benefits from wealthy benefactors. Sagar Magani has details.
For the first time, the High Court is adopting a code of ethics. That comes after a series of stories questioning some justices' ethical practices. Many focused on Justice Clarence Thomas not disclosing financial ties with wealthy conservative donors. In a statement, the justices say the code essentially formalizes ethics standards they've long followed and is a bid to dispel any misunderstanding that they see themselves as unrestricted by any ethics rules. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Israel and Hamas have been fighting around northern Gaza hospitals, forcing thousands of Palestinians to flee. Israel claims Hamas has built a vast underground command center below the Shifa Hospital, Gaza's largest. But the White House says hospitals must be safe spaces. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
We do not want to see firefights in hospitals. We want to see patients protected. We want to see hospitals protected.
Hyundai is raising wages to match those the United Auto Workers secured from Detroit automakers. And ExxonMobil says it'll be drilling for lithium in Arkansas.
Earlier this year, Exxon bought the rights to an area in Arkansas, considered one of the most prolific lithium resources of its type in North America. The plan is to begin production of the critical material for electric vehicles by 2027. Exxon's goal is by 2030 to produce enough lithium to supply the manufacturing needs of more than a million electric vehicles. The area in Arkansas has a history of oil and gas production. Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders says, this has the potential to transform Arkansas. Exxon will use conventional oil and gas drilling methods to access lithium-rich salt water from reservoirs deep underground. I'm Ed Donahue.
Stocks closed mixed, the Dow up, the S&P and the Nasdaq down. This is AP News. Efforts to create a landmark treaty to end global plastic pollution are underway in Nairobi. Charles de Ledesma has more.
It's the third gathering in a compressed five-meeting schedule intended to complete negotiations by the end of next year. Tensions echo some of the same positions as in international climate talks, and with good reason. Many of the players are the same. Plastic is largely made from crude oil and natural gas, giving oil-producing countries and companies a large stake in any treaty. The chair of the negotiating committee says the urgency of addressing plastic pollution cannot be overstated. To bring a difference, he says, at the scale required, we must work collectively. But the negotiations have been strained by concerns over delays in discussing the plastics issue. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Thanks, Charles. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.